Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. In 1996, yeah, I'm going way back there, two guys by the name of Thomas Stanley and William Danko, they wrote a blockbuster book. I think it was a blockbuster book. I don't know how many copies they sold, but I know they sold a lot. The book was entitled The Millionaire Next Door. Now, that book highlighted how millionaires accumulated their wealth, and it classified millionaires as people who have a net worth of over $1 million. Now, if you're not aware of how you calculate your own personal net worth, well, let me just share with you a real quick formula. Your net worth is derived by taking all of your assets and subtracting all of your liabilities. Now, assets are defined as liquid and illiquid assets. Liquid assets are things like cash in your savings account or maybe stocks and bonds that you own. Illiquid assets are things like your personal house, if you own your house, your investment real estate, maybe a partnership in a business, and, you know, if you have one, your pension plan. Now, liabilities are things like your debts, things like those nasty credit card bills, but it also includes things like the mortgages that you have on your properties and any bank or business loans that you have. Now, this isn't intended to be a complete list. It's just to give you some basic information about how you can sit down and figure out what your personal net worth is so that you can figure out whether or not you classify as a millionaire or not. Now, I think that book is a really good read, and it gives you a really good insight as to what a millionaire is and what a millionaire is not. Now, I'm going to be real clear with you and tell you that it is not a how-to book. In other words, reading it will not give you all the information you need in order to make yourself a millionaire. But it's certainly going to help you understand the mindset of those who have actually achieved that status, which is, for me, a very important step to take, especially if you plan to change the direction your future is going in. You know, I think one of the biggest takeaways from the book are the concepts that, first of all, not everything is as it appears. In other words, most modern-day millionaires don't necessarily dress the part. But the other takeaway that I had from the book kind of concerned me a little bit, and here it is. There really wasn't much discussion regarding the quality of life these individuals had. It was merely an in-depth study of the nation's millionaires at the time. Now, in the year 2000, Stanley wrote a follow-on book, and that particular book was entitled The Millionaire Mind. And in that book, he essentially did another extensive study of a bunch of people. Basically, he had this giant focus group, and he kind of dialed it down and worked on a smaller subset and then dialed that down some more. You know how research goes. If you've been in college, you've done research. Heck, if you were in high school, you've done research, and you know how mind-boggling that can be. Well, when the dust all settled, Stanley did his final research on 733 people that met all of his milestones to qualify for his study. And based on that research, he determined that almost 5%, actually 4.9% of the households in America have a net worth that makes them millionaires. They've achieved that status. But more importantly, I think Stanley does a pretty good job of focusing more on the mindset in this book than he did in the last one. Now, the book itself goes into several different areas, and these are different areas that Stanley explored, and they were vital for these millionaires to become millionaires. In other words, he kind of looked at, okay, how did all this happen? How did you get there? And it's the results that he created in the book that I'm going to share with you today, because I think there is something for you to learn with regards to information that was extensively researched and published. Now, I want to be very clear with you. Even though we're talking about the concept of achieving millionaire status, just achieving millionaire status doesn't necessarily position you for a lifestyle that you may hope to achieve. Nor does having a net worth of $1 million or more equate to the fact that you have developed different income streams coming into your household, and that by effectively managing those income streams, you set yourself on a glide path to retirement. See, I'm a firm believer that retirement is really a number, and it's the concept that you have enough income streams coming in. And by the way, those income streams should be passive in nature. You shouldn't have to be putting all of your time and energy into those income streams. But when you develop those income streams and you create passive streams of income, and you have enough passive income coming into your household that it meets or exceeds your normal cost of living, you've achieved retirement. And you don't have to wait until the age of 65 to do it. We come back, we're going to get into these concepts of the millionaire mind.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there in the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I'm going to give you my perspective of a book called The Millionaire Mind. It was written by Thomas Stanley in the year 2000. So the book's about almost 21 years old, and I think it has some pretty good information in it. Now, I'll be upfront and clear with you. I don't necessarily agree with all of the information conveyed in the book. I don't, but there's enough of that information in that book that I agree with. And I think it's very important to point out that it's a representation of what people have done in their lives to amass wealth, to achieve millionaire status. And I guess the points that I don't always agree with in the book is that there is a tendency for some people to scrimp their way to financial success. And whereas I think you should live within your means, I don't necessarily agree with the fact that you have to live like you're a pauper in order to get there. I think there are business systems that you can learn to develop and implement that will assist you very effectively with getting to where you're trying to get to without having to eat, you know, macaroni and cheese and ramen noodles like we did back in college. So there, I gave you my editorial comment, content, whatever that is. Anyway, so one of the first things that Stanley addresses in the book is he takes a look at success factors. And essentially what he did was he went to all 733 of these millionaires that he compiled, and he asked them to rate different success factors that he gave to them. And what I found was very interesting was when the results were all compiled, the three highest ranked success factors were honesty, discipline, and social skills. I think those are three very important factors for you to have in anything that you do. I think that stuff works. I mean, here's an area where I agree with them 100%. You know, some of the other things that these millionaires mentioned about those factors were that, well, integrity is an absolute requirement. You cannot be a dishonest person. Stanley also points out that the millionaires in the study, they didn't wait for people to tell them what to do at work or in their personal lives or anywhere else in their lives. They set their own agenda and they created their own goals and they were focused on those goals. And another element that was important was the fact that they maintained self-discipline and they stayed focused on their goals and their objectives. They understood where they were trying to get to, and they did everything necessary to stay on track. And 94% of those millionaires that he surveyed ranked getting along with people as one of the most important factors in order to obtain wealth. So honesty, discipline, and social skills. If you're lacking in those areas, you need to clean up your battle space. You know, Stanley goes on, he tells a story in the book, and I thought it was a pretty interesting story. He had an opportunity at one time to interview some football players, and these just weren't any football players. These were football players that actually played under a very legendary coach. This guy's name was Bear Bryant. If you know anything about football, you know of Bear Bryant. And in that meeting, he asked those football players a very simple but a very direct question. He said, "What was the first thing that you learned from Coach Bryant?" And their collective response was this. They said that on the first day of practice, Bryant asked them one question. And the question was this: "Have you called your parents to thank them?" And after a pause, Bryant goes on to say this. He says, "None of you got here on your own. It required your parents to sacrifice many days taking you to little league practices, to school, with regards to feeding you, and ensuring that you could play football and ultimately to be on this team." You know what? I think that's very, very important, because you didn't get to where you're at now on your own. You may feel like you did, but you probably had some people helping you out along the way. And I think one of the other things that Bryant is very clear in saying, he says, you must have an attitude of gratitude and realize that you cannot achieve success trying to do it all by yourself. And when this information was presented to the millionaires in the study, everybody agreed with Coach Bryant's assertion. You know, the key takeaway here is that millionaires have had many people helping them to get to where they are, because teamwork is a necessary component to your ability to achieve success. You have to build a successful and qualified team around you that provides you skill sets that you either don't possess or you're not very good at. Or even if you're good at it, maybe there's somebody that's better at it than you. In the study, Stanley talks about schooling.
He says a majority of the millionaires surveyed did not attribute good grades or the school that they attended as playing a vital role in their ability to accumulate wealth. He goes on to say that 2% of the millionaires surveyed graduated in the top of their college classes. That means 98% of them didn't. 3 out of 10 said they got more A's than B's, C's, or D's. That means 7 out of 10 didn't. And 90% graduated from a college with an average grade point average of 2.9. I mean, what's 2.9? Is it like a B? B minus? I don't know what that is. You know, schooling is important, but is it the end all be all to everything? I don't think so. Nor do I think it's a singular factor in achieving success. You know, although 90% of the millionaires surveyed actually had four-year degrees, they said that it wasn't the only thing that contributed to their wealth. And they actually ranked it very low on the list of success factors. So just going to school and getting that degree, that isn't necessarily the recipe for success. When we come back, I've got more feedback for you.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, I'm talking about a book written by Thomas Stanley. And the book is called The Millionaire's Mind. It's a book designed to help you understand what goes on between the ears of people that have achieved millionaire status. It is not a how-to book. It really isn't. But what I think is very interesting about the book is it gives you a perspective that you may not have. And I think that's important, especially if you're trying to get to a place in your life where you don't have to keep working in your current career field or stuffing money into a retirement savings account. I think it's important for you to understand that there's a different path that you can go down. And by understanding the mindset of millionaires, you can help shape the direction that you're trying to go in. Pretty cool stuff. So anyhow, let me get back to the book review. I guess it is. You should really go out and get the book. Cost you less than 10 bucks on Amazon. I'm sure I didn't look, but you know, it's a great return on your investment from my perspective. But in the book, one of the things that Stanley determined was there was a relationship that existed between courage and wealth. You see, all of the millionaires that he surveyed said it requires some courage in order to amass wealth. So to amass that wealth, you've got to be willing to take some financial risks, as well as the risks associated with challenging the status quo. In other words, all the people telling you, oh, you can't invest in real estate. Oh, that's stupid. That's not how you make money. Haven't you heard about all the problems with tenants, toilets, and taxes? Yeah, those are false beliefs. I'll talk about those on another show. But here's what Stanley found. He said one of the respondents stated it very eloquently. The respondent said this: working for others puts you at greater risk than working for yourself. See, he went on to say this. He said, having one source of income is a bigger risk to you than taking a risk on doing something on your own. Think about that for a minute. I mean, think about what happens if you only have one source of income. It's called a job. And you're working in an industry where, I don't know, there's high turnover, or, you know, maybe they've gotten their useful life out of you and it's time to put you aside and hire somebody else. That goes on out there. Another thing that Stanley pointed out was that becoming wealthy is a mind game. He said, you have to overcome your fear and your worries. And overcoming your fear is one step in the process of accumulating wealth. And you might be asking yourself, well, how do you do that? How do you overcome your fear? And he very succinctly said, believe in yourself. He went on to state that almost all of the millionaires surveyed said that believing in yourself is the number one way for you to accumulate wealth. And here's a hard truth for you. It is hard to be motivated and to motivate others if you don't believe in yourself. I mean, that is, I'll tell you what, that was lesson number one for me in the Army. And I did 27 years in the Army. I mean, you're asking people to do some very dangerous and life-threatening things. And if you don't have a firm belief in yourself and what you're trying to accomplish, do you think all those soldiers that you're leading will want to follow you? Now, Stanley went on and he addressed vocation in the study. And he said this, he said, choosing a vocation was one of the major reasons for many of the millionaires that he surveyed for their successes. My English probably wasn't great, but don't tell my 8th grade English teacher. Although many of them agreed that a stable upbringing, love from a spouse, and warmth from family is also critical to success, they said that being passionate about what you do every day is a major success factor. And let me just stop right there. Let me just tell you, if you are not passionate about what you do every day, then you're being ineffective. And something needs to change. Either your boss is going to realize that you have no passion for what you're doing and they'll make you go away, or you're just going to self-implode because you're doing something that just isn't healthy for you. Stanley went on to say these things. He said that business owners were actually the largest category of millionaires that he surveyed. Next to them were doctors, lawyers, and senior corporate executives. Now think about it. Business owner. If you invest in real estate, you are effectively a business owner. Even if you just own one rental property, you own a business. You operate a business. So don't discount the power that real estate investing has and the ability that it has to change your life. He also said that 55% of millionaires say that they chose their career or vocation because they loved it. But over time, 80% say that it was because they love their vocation that they actually accumulated wealth. So there's a huge correlation there. 58% chose their field because it showed the opportunity for wealth accumulation. I'll tell you, everybody that's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, they're in the Gets It Club. They understand that by learning how to correctly invest in real estate assets and providing great, clean, functional workforce housing for a population of people that desperately desire it is a great way for you to accumulate wealth. Stanley said that 2 out of 3 millionaires didn't retire even though they financially could do so because they loved what they were doing. And we got a bunch of those people in Lifestyles Unlimited. They've achieved retirement, but they love what they're doing, so they keep doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. 81% of the people chose their career because it allowed full use of their skills, passions, and abilities. And Stanley went on to say that specialization in a certain field is one way to become a millionaire. And I agree with them. If you learn how to invest correctly in real estate, you can become a millionaire. I know gobs of them. I really do. And they didn't start that way. They didn't start that way at all. Now, Stanley also talks about your choice of spouse. Yeah, kind of dicey now. We're going to talk about your significant other. And he went on to say this. What is it about marital status that allows couples to accumulate wealth? He said that by having dual incomes, the ability to take more financial risks is available to you. And that can lead to successful business or other successful personal investments. But that also ties in with the concept that, you know, you have to understand where you are in life and not live beyond your means. We come back. I'm going to get back into your choice of spouse. We'll be back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So what I'm going to do for you in this segment is I'm going to get all the rest of the material that I prepared for you through this microphone and into your ears because it's information you need to hear. And what we're talking about is a book called The Millionaire Mind that was written by Thomas Stanley back in the year 2000. It's got some really, really good insight as to what millionaires have going on in their heads, because I think it's very important for you to understand the millionaire mindset, because chances are you, like me, probably have a middle-class mindset. And what we've got to do is we've got to help you understand that there's a different path for you to follow. So I was talking about how Stanley was discussing your choice of spouse in your life. Now, some of you are already married. Some of you are not. So with that in mind, keep in mind that if you're married and you have dual incomes and you're living within your means, that gives you the ability to set some of that income aside so that you can start investing that money into proper investments. And when I say proper investments, I'm talking about real estate investments, because real estate will pay you 5 different ways. And it pays you cash flow, which is the most important thing, because you can use that cash flow to offset your ordinary living expenses. And that's what gets you to a point of retirement. You know, the other thing about having a spouse in your life is that the support that comes from having a loving spouse can provide you all types of intangible benefits, even when you get into tough spots in your life. You see, I think it's important to have a spouse that has patience and is caring and understands what you're doing. And ironically, 96% of those millionaires that Stanley surveyed said that both the husband and wife believed that telling the truth is important. And that kind of goes all the way back to the beginning of the show where we talked about honesty. Now, Stanley goes on and he talks about an economically productive household. He said the millionaires in his study are future focused. They don't spend their time on things that they're really not good at. An example. Let's say your hot water heater goes out. You might be thinking, wow, that's a big bill. That could cost me $1,500, $2,000, whatever that's going to cost. And I'm here to tell you, and Stanley tells you the same thing, you're better off hiring and paying someone to do that for you than to do it for yourself. And the justification that he makes is that there is an opportunity cost associated with doing those types of things yourself. You lose the opportunity to go and accumulate new business or skills that would earn you more money. He also points out that millionaires have a tendency to be frugal when they need to be. And the concept that the do-it-yourself stuff is not always the cheaper way. Trust me, if you've ever done some of these projects and you know you're back and forth to the hardware store and all the time involved and the gas and you know your Saturday's gone, you're actually better off to earn income from your vocation than being a do-it-yourselfer. Hire somebody more qualified to do that stuff. And a key question to ask yourself is this, with anything, is this the best use of my time? Now, Stanley also talks about how millionaires chose their principal residences. And the majority of these folks, I think all of them, actually owned a house. He said that the average purchase price of these homes, now this is back in 2000, you know, you have to adjust a little bit for inflation, was $560,000. And those millionaires had a tendency to hold those properties for at least 10 years. And 53% of the respondents had not moved in the last 10 years. He goes on to make this statement, and I probably should have addressed this at the beginning of the show, but I didn't want to because it's kind of a higher level concept, but I'm going to hit you with it anyhow because I know you can handle it. Balance sheet affluent people versus income statement affluent people. In other words, people that make a lot of money, the income statement affluent people, have a tendency to spend it all. But the people that are balance sheet affluent tend to have a high net worth because of their assets and their investments. And it's that balance sheet that you need to sit down and work on that gives you an understanding of what your wealth is. Your CPA can do it for you if you can't do it yourself. He also said that high income earners in their 30s and their 40s have a disproportionate amount of the higher value mortgages in the market, which tells me that maybe they're living a little bit beyond where they should be. You know, I thought it was interesting how the millionaires went about buying their personal residences, kind of similar to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited when we buy investment property. You know, the collective business rules were these: be willing to walk away from any deal on any home at any time. Don't pay the initial asking price for any home. If you have ever paid the asking price for any home, most likely you're not a millionaire. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. Sometimes you have to pay the asking price, especially in a seller's market. But go back to rule number one, be willing to walk away if it doesn't make sense. He says, never try to buy a home in a short span of time. In other words, don't necessarily say, I'm going to do all cash and we'll close in 3 days. Make sure you do the things that are necessary. Get an inspection on that home. Make sure all your ducks are in a row. Give yourself some time to do the deal. You also have to give that seller time to do what they need to do in the home, and they've got to pack up all their stuff and they've got to get out. He went on to say, look at distressed property. In other words, things like estate sales, divorce sales, or foreclosures. He said that only 27% of millionaires ever had a custom home built, and one out of five actually ever bought a spec house. So the majority of them are buying resales or maybe new homes. And he says, always buy homes that you can afford. Appreciation of the home and whether or not you can afford the payments easily. So in other words, I think what he's saying there basically is understand what the market is doing. And make sure that if you're going to leverage the property, you can afford those payments. So one of the questions that comes to my mind, well, what is affordable? Well, here's one way to assess that. Assume that your annual income is cut in half a year after you buy that home. Can you still afford it? If not, maybe that house isn't affordable for you. Now, the last thing that Stanley addresses is lifestyle. And I think lifestyle is absolutely a critical factor. Everything we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is focused on helping our members achieve a lifestyle. And of the 733 millionaires that were surveyed in the book, Stanley asked what activities they were engaged in within the last 30 days. And they actually populated a list of like 27 different lifestyle activities that these millionaires were engaged in. But let me give you the top three. First one was socializing with children and grandchildren. That tells me family is foremost and first on their mind. The second thing was entertaining close friends, having a social life. Man, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be neat? And the third thing that he addressed was planning your investments. Yeah, actually planning investments. That's in the top three. And I think that's important. You know, most millionaires are really not the do-it-yourselfer types. On average, Stanley points out that, and this is back in 2000, they were making $325 an hour. Yeah, they don't put up shelves in their house when they could be doing something else to earn that $325 per hour. Interestingly enough, for all you golfers out there, because you're probably going, dude, where's golf rank? Okay, golf came in at 13th on the list. But most of the millionaires said that golf was not on the list specifically as a recreational activity. It was a business activity and was one of the success factors that led them down the path to accumulating wealth. And ironically, the majority of the millionaires in the study, on average, paid about $300,000 in taxes. One out of five paid over $1 million in taxes. One of the activities that they all did within the last 30 days of the survey was actually sitting down and meeting with a tax professional because they're focused on their business. And I think you need to consider focusing on a business model that can create the opportunity for you to retire in 5 years or less, not the age of 65 or 70, but to retire in the next 5 years. And we can show you how to get that done. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.